We had to get out of Judea again. Everywhere we went, the religious authorities and their hangers-on were trying to trip Jesus up. That said, he was still riling them up by not backing down when they accused him of blasphemy. The result of that was that he was in danger of either being stoned to death on the spot or arrested and then executed. So he crossed the Jordan and got out of the way. Then Jesus got a message. Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, was dangerously ill at home in Bethany. The sisters had sent to let Jesus know. Jesus really loved all three of them, and they knew that he was very close to Lazarus, so it was a very worrying message. Initially, Jesus said that Lazarus would be all right. I suppose that we just accepted that, and he seemed happy enough to stay put where we were. But then, 2 days later, he suddenly announced that we were going to Bethany, which is only a couple of miles from Jerusalem, so it would be pretty dangerous. Perhaps he'd had a message that Lazarus was worse. I couldn't really work out what he thought or knew. Firstly, he said that Lazarus was asleep. Well, that was good news, because that would mean that the fever had broken and he would get better. But then he said that Lazarus was dead, but that he was glad for our sake that he hadn't been there in time to save him. Whatever, we just shrugged and set off. I can tell you that we knew something was up, and I didn't feel too good about it either. It was all rather tense when we finally arrived at Bethany. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. He was already in his tomb. It was pretty clear, too, that Martha and Mary blamed Jesus for that. As they said, if Jesus had been there, they were convinced that he wouldn't have died. Mary took him to the tomb, and for once, Jesus seemed to be at a loss. He just stood there and cried. I mean, really cried, like he was heartbroken. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen him like that before. Eventually, he seemed to pull himself together a bit, but then he told them to take away the stone that covered the entrance to the tomb. Everybody winced. It was too late now. And it was Martha, ever practical, who pointed out that there would be a very bad smell after 4 days. But he insisted, and so, unwillingly, they rolled away the stone. It was as if he was speaking to a child who had crawled into a dangerous place where they shouldn't be. Jesus shouted out, "Lazarus, come out!" Everyone held their breath. I mean, what was he playing at? The man was dead and had been for 4 days. But then we saw something moving in the entrance to the tomb. I felt faint. I really thought I was going to pass out, because there's a figure walking out of the tomb, still in the bandages that they'd wrapped his body in. Jesus told them to take the wrappings away. And there was Lazarus, blinking in the sunlight, and looking like he couldn't work out what on earth was going on. People were crying and laughing, and the two sisters just grabbed their brother, trying to touch him and hug him and kiss him all at the same time. My whole body was shaking. I was elated, but weirdly, a bit scared too. But one thing I knew, this was it. This was what he had meant. This was saving the best wine until last. What more could there be? His friend Lazarus was dead, and now he wasn't. Jesus had brought him back. He was alive again. That meant that he could bring anyone back to life again that he wanted. Given that, the whole world would soon follow him. Imagine it. If you followed him, then he could bring anyone you cared about back to life after they'd died. This most certainly was it. This was the best wine. But even in my excitement, it quickly became clear that something wasn't right. It felt like the threatening presence of a great big storm cloud on the horizon. The Pharisees quickly got to know about it. I mean, the news spread like wildfire. They too could see what this meant. And it would bring the Romans down on us hard. Rome would wipe Judea off the face of the earth because of this. Soon it was being said that Caiaphas, the high priest that year, had said that Jesus must die, because it was better that one man should die rather than the whole nation. We couldn't go about openly now like we had before, and nor could Lazarus, because the Pharisees wanted him dead too and for keeps this time. We had to sneak away to Ephraim, almost in the wilderness, and wait.